Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Food for Your Soul. We are your hosts, Pastor and Evangelist White. Please go with us to the throne of grace. Dear God, I thank you for trusting us with this word from heaven. I ask that you minister to all hearts, remove scales from eyes, and send forth discernment like never before. For I know we are living in our last days. God, everyone that is under the sound of our voice, please touch them in a special way where they know it was only you, God. We give you glory and honor that is due unto your holy name. It is in Jesus' sweet name that we pray. Amen and amen. Good morning, good people. Good morning, Pastor White.
Good morning, Evangelist. How are you doing this morning?
Sir, I am blessed. I am blessed, 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 and ready to walk this word. Amen.
Amen.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just so glad to see you this morning.
Amen. So glad to see you this morning, too. And last night, sir.
Amen.
The topic God has given us today is one I want to get right into. Deception. Mm. And the subtopic is disguise to misguide God's people. So, Pastor, I'm going to read these few definitions. I'm going to read a scripture or two, and then I'm going to have you jump right in as well. Amen?
Amen.
Deception is to make someone believe something that is not true. Disguise is to hide something so that it will not be seen or noticed. Misguide is to lead astray. Now, I want to just put this out there right now. I am coming down some people's streets, and I am knocking on some doors, and that spirit of deception is about to be exposed. I want to first go to 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3. That's 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3, and it reads, "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of the perdition. Then I want to just go right on to 2 Corinthians 11, and we're going to read 13 and 14. Now I want to say this, never forget that the devil can come as an angel of light to deceive people. 2 Corinthians 11, 13 through 14. For such are false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostle of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." Pastor, go ahead and jump in that. And what are your thoughts about today's topic?
It's an important one.
Yes.
And it's one, especially in these days, we need to be mindful, because we're not living in a time that is just like it was in the Old Testament and New Testament times. Amen. Especially in the New Testament, in the first church, when you know you had it right in your face, the opposition and
yes.
the deliberate attack to try to wipe out Christianity.
Yes.
But the devil today is using more subtle ways.
Yes.
Just like he did when he fooled Eve in the garden.
Yes.
You know, he's using more clever tactics.
Yes.
To try to disguise who he really is. You see, the devil's gets his real victories comes when he can disguise himself or make it seem like he doesn't exist.
Mm.
You see the devil doesn't want you to know that he is the devil. So sometimes
right.
it comes in a way that you are familiar with.
Right.
He can come in a way that that he makes himself seem as though he is a person with good intent.
Yes.
But if you don't have a spirit of discernment, and if you don't know for yourself who the Lord is, then he can disguise himself as an angel of light. And the only way you're going to be able to detect it is that you're going to have to be able to discern it. And you're also going to have to know the word of God.
Amen.
For yourself.
And, that's so good, Pastor, because I was just about to say, it's like standing away from, in the sense of falling away, withdraw or defection from the truth. It may be the result of persecution, false teachers, temptation, the worldliness, inadequate knowledge of Christ, moral lapse, forsaking spiritual living and worship, or unbelief. And, you know, we're dealing with a lot of that now.
Amen.
I mean, everybody is a Christian. We compromise more than anybody in the house of God. We have more of a tolerant spirit than anything else. And so what we don't realize is, even though many say I'm of God, and but you're not necessarily, are you working completely for God, or are you allowing the devil to dance with you too?
Amen.
You know what I mean? And that's something to look at too. One of the things that I also wanted to, one of the scriptures, Pastor, was that demons can perform miracles, which is in Revelation 16. I'm going to read that really quick. It's Revelation 16, 13 through 14. It says, "And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they were the spirit of devils, working miracles, which go forth into the kings of the earth and the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of the God Almighty." So it lets me know that demons can perform miracles as well. And to prevent religious deception, I believe that people need to compare the message associated with any vision, miracle, dream with the word of God. If they are not in agreement, reject the vision, miracle, dream as being from God, for it's clearly coming from another source. And that's why, Pastor, you know, people are so hungry for someone to tell them something that they will go to all these false prophets. They will sit in all these dry churches. I'm going to say that. They will go and not get in this word for themselves. You say it all the time with the, you know, don't believe every spirit, what the word of God says, but try the spirit and see if it's the spirit of God. But how can you really try a spirit if you don't have the spirit of God on the inside?
And that's the key. And I think that we're living in a time where people really are looking to have a void filled
yes.
in them. They're really looking
yes.
for truth.
Yes, sir.
And the only way you're going to get that is you have to have the spirit of truth on the inside of you. And it's important.
Yes.
It's just very important that we not get caught up in the outer appearance of things because that's how the devil disguises himself. And the scriptures that you was talking about, especially in 2 Corinthians,
yes,
in the 10th chapter there, what Paul was dealing with in Corinth, you know, this is a place where Paul was really, I think he faced more, you know, false teachers and apostles here
yes.
in Corinth than anywhere else.
Yes.
And what happens is when you're a man or a woman of God, you're going to have enemies not only on the outside of the church, but sometimes on the inside as
That's
well,
right.
probably more so than others. And they were attacking his integrity as an apostle, as a man of God.
Yes.
But one thing that he did was he humbled himself.
Yes, he did.
He did not meet that with any type of ugliness
yes.
or anything.
Yes.
You know, because he did not want to, you know, bring a ill reputation to God based upon his reaction.
That's right.
That's one of the key things that you're going to always see about the men and women of God is there's a humility that always takes them back to themselves and remembers where they came from.
And, you know, I like what you said. I'm going to let you finish. I like what you said because I was just thinking about, in general, if I could put it out there, you know, when we had went in to help other churches and when we left to go and do what God has called us to do, and when we use our pulpit as a place to go out and speak badly about God's men and women of God, we never retaliated. We didn't have to go back and confront nothing. We didn't have to say nothing. There's a humility that not only do I not have to do it, I know God is going to take care of me, but we are always an ambassador of Christ, and we don't want to lose our witness by stepping outside thinking we have to defend something when God has already made justification for us.
Well, that's one of the signs, you know, because brotherly love, even when we offend each other or we do things sometimes that you may not like, they still God's people.
That's right.
They still God's people that God is still working on.
That's right.
And who are we? You
That's
know what
right.
I'm saying? When God has delivered you from something.
Ooh,
so
Jesus.
One of the greatest evidences that you're going to be able to see false prophets from
yes.
is you're going to be able to see them condemn themselves, but just by their very actions, by what they do.
Yes.
You know, even in handling ugly situations,
right.
you know, there's a way that you do that.
That's
there's
right.
a there's a way of holiness that you even handle ugly situations. Why? Because we know that God is the ultimate judge that's going to take care of everything.
That's right.
So therefore, I don't have to go out and beat up anybody.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And what they're doing. You know, God, I pray for them.
Yes.
That's what we're supposed to do.
And let God handle
and,
it.
And you let God handle it.
Amen.
But in this time here, dealing with the Apostle Paul, there were false teachers coming up speaking against what he had laid, the foundation that he had started there in Corinth. And it was no cause for it. But he did not come back with a railing accusation against them.
No, he didn't.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes,
he humbled himself. And that is one of the greatest signs
yes.
that you will always be. There's a humility. There's always a place where God is going to bring you back to remember yourself.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? Go ahead.
You know, I wanted to, while you were saying that, God had given me Galatians 1 and 8. And Galatians 1 and 8 reads, "But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed." And when I looked at that, it says the message, not the messenger, is of the utmost importance. The Galatians controversy is not over teachers or personalities, but over truth and error. Mm-hmm. Even a heavenly angel, if he preaches error, is to be accursed, that is eternally condemned.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I realize is deception is very, very, you cannot detect it with the eye. Not with the natural eye,
mm-hmm.
Pastor. You have to have the spirit of discernment. You have to have it.
You got
to. Because you got to be able to see it in the spirit. Because that's what the devil is. Woo, Jesus. He can look like a Christian. He can speak like a Christian. He can function like a Christian. He can even do praise and worship. He can preach this word. But if you are not careful, you will be clapping and saying amen and I receive and hallelujah and embrace and not see that there is a deception going on. But it's something that you have to, God said, you have to see this in the spirit. It is nothing you are going to catch in the natural because the devil is crafty.
Yep.
So he's not going to make it obviously for us to catch in the natural with our natural eyes.
And I think that's what, you know, we need to realize. You ain't going to see no red devil walking around
with no horns and tail.
Horns coming out. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
You ain't going to see that. And
yes,
I think
sir.
People are looking for this ugly creature.
Mm-mm.
You see what I'm saying? To come out with foam coming out of
yes.
his mouth. You're not going to see that. He's going to disguise himself as an angel of light.
That's right.
You know what I mean? He can disguise himself, especially in the music department, because he was over praise and worship
yes.
in heaven. You see
most
what I'm saying?
He
is very talented.
Know the word.
He knows the word. And he's been dealing with this, trying to trick, you know, and deceive God's people since the beginning.
Yes.
You know, since the fall in the garden.
And you know what I'm noticing, Pastor, that the false teachers and the false prophets that the devil is using that is being used by him. That's why it's so important to not just be saved. You have to be born again because you don't even know. You know, if I know a lot of pastors are tuning in. I can see that you have. And my question is to go before God and really check your church out and see that if you are doing it God's way or has there been some deceit.
You know what? And don't even check your church out. Check yourself out.
Okay, Pastor.
Let me tell you something. We don't have to focus too much on trying to study the devil. We need to really get to study God.
That's right.
Because if you get God in you,
yes.
if you have the light in you. We were just talking about that last
yes.
night. When you have the light
My
in
message.
You,
yes.
you see what I'm saying? It's
yes.
going to expose darkness.
Come on.
And darkness can't even come around you.
Come on.
So when a lot of folks start leaving your life, it's, not,
message,
because, it's not because of anything. It's because of the light that you have. Let your
That's
light
right.
so shine that men shall behold your glory.
Mm.
So that, and that glory comes from the Lord.
That's right.
So when you are so caught up in God,
yes.
See what I'm saying? When I get so caught up in God, I ain't got time to really worry about it. I can see the devil now operating,
yes.
and doing. Because sometimes things happen, and you don't even know why. You
right?
know, what you mad about? Why are you upset with me? Why you don't like
why
me?
Why you
look like that?
Right?
What did I ever do to you? It's
nothing.
The anointing
Come
of God
on.
That is in your life.
Jesus.
You don't have to be so caught up. We so caught up and worried about what the devil. Get caught up. That's what Jesus said. Get caught up in what I'm doing.
That's
and
right.
And that is another thing that we have to remember
so
about
good.
This thing is that spiritual. Is we're dealing with spiritual warfare anyway.
Yes.
And if you're dealing with this thing in the natural, the devil already got you because
That's
you're
right.
carnal minded.
Mm.
But when you are spiritually minded and you know that that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But against principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places.
Yes.
We're not dealing with flesh and blood. You ain't dealing with man and flesh and blood. You're
That's
dealing
right.
with spiritual warfare. And one thing about spiritual warfare and what God was showing me why so many people are deceived is because it's time sensitive.
That's right.
It's time sensitive. Mm. When you go to the book of Acts, the first chapter,
yes.
one of the first things that the disciples had asked Jesus, he says, and 1 and 8, it says, when they therefore were come together, and they asked of him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? Listen what he said. And he said unto them, it is not for you
Come on.
To know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power.
That's right.
But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you.
Yes.
And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and all of Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. It is not for you to know the times or seasons.
That's right.
That I have kept in my own power.
That's right.
God says, I have the time. That's why no man knows the time that Jesus Christ
That's
is coming
right.
back.
That's right.
He said, therefore, watch and pray. Because you don't know not. But you need the power of
yes.
God on the inside to be able to wait on him.
And
that's why the Bible says, let patience have its perfect work.
Yes.
I'm so caught up in God, I ain't got to worry about, you see what I'm saying?
But that right there, what you just said, Pastor, you know, but if you don't got no power, especially in your church, that's why this message is so important, not just for the pastors, but for the people. Get God for yourself. Don't depend on man, because if you're a babe, if you don't have the spirit of discernment, you got to know God for yourself in a real way. You got to be able to see the devil and his tricks. See, one thing for certain, I see you, devil. I see you. But what you won't do is you won't get me off this track with God, this path that I'm going. I will see heaven. Heaven will be my home. And so while I'm down here, see, what happens is I heard someone say one time that you can't turn around and throw a brick at every dog that barks. You know, you cannot turn around and constantly want to go up against every single thing that comes up against you and everything. When you see deception, you need to keep it as a mental note and to pray and make sure you move along. But it's not something that you have to go and investigate and undo and unrecover and confront and why you're doing it. It's just something that God is showing you so that you can be on your knees even the more.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this, Pastor. Is it possible, because I know we speak about false prophets and we speak about false teachers, but is it possible even now in the house of God where we have done so much tolerance and we have compromised so much that many are being used by the devil more than they are being by God? Is that possible? I mean, we say, well, we're saved. That's not. It's impossible for the devil to be in me and for me to do certain things or whatever, but I beg to differ. Title and position does not say nothing about the anointing and God being there. It's just a title and position, man-made, not always by God. So what do you think on that?
Well, you have to be obedient to something.
Yes.
Your life has to be following in some kind of pattern of obedience. The question is, what is it? You know what I'm saying?
And accountability.
Because if I'm being obedient to God, that
yes.
looks like something.
Mm.
You see what I'm
Ooh,
saying? That,
boy, if you don't
that,
stop.
That
what does it look like?
That's something that holiness.
Oh, okay.
You know, that measures something.
Jesus.
That measures something.
Yes.
I'm not lukewarm.
Come on.
You see what I'm saying? That my actions
Yes.
is a reflection of something that's happening on the inside. You see, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Yes.
So my language and things that I'm saying, the things that I'm talking, that looks like something.
Come on.
You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's something measurable in my action.
Come on.
If you are a true Christian today,
Jesus,
that looks like something.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's not just something that I say.
That's right.
It's also something that I'm doing. Faith without works is dead.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? So there's some works that is manifest, has a result of what a Christian does.
That's
a Christian,
right,
is an action word.
Come
you see,
on.
And sometimes we just put Christian as just, you know, as just a check the block. No, it's an action word. It's a verb.
That's
it's an
right.
action word.
Come on.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that looks like something. That, you know what I mean? Has I don't care what it is that you're doing in this world.
That's
if
right.
you are a true Christian in action, that looks like something.
There's a standard.
It's a standard.
There's a standard of holiness.
Mm-hmm.
There's no compromising. You can, am I my brother's keeper? We don't want nobody to hold us accountable, but we get in a position and we want to hold everybody accountable.
Right. But you know what? There's a boldness, too.
Okay.
It's a boldness, and there's also a stance in you.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not just settling.
That's right.
For any old kind of thing. You ain't going to just tell me any old type of thing and it don't line up with something.
With
we have to have
God.
A conversation
That's
about
right.
that. You see what I'm saying? And there's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-mm.
I don't care who you are. I don't care if you bishop, you know what I mean?
Pope.
If you the Pope, you see what I'm saying? If something does not line up, you should want me to come to you and say, brother or sister, listen, something you said, something that you're doing is not lining up with my understanding of what the Scripture says.
And that right there, Pastor, is what it is. See, when I realize that we often attack that in which we lack. See, if you are getting confronted because I see some deception trying to operate in you, and this is not lining up with the Word of God says, not with what my Word says, but what the Word of God says, and we all have Bible, which is basic instructions before leaving earth that we can follow. And so it says how a Christian's conduct should be. So when there's no holiness, And when we lower the standards and when we decide to compromise, I got to go back to the Word and say, show me where that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we get upset and we get angry and we attack, it's because, for once, something that was being done in the dark, the light has exposed it.
Uh-huh.
And any time you expose something from dark, it wants to get away. You know, just like when the roaches, you know, you know people who have roaches in their house, you know, turn lights off, you know, they party and everything. As soon as you turn the light, they're running everywhere trying to hide under somewhere or whatever because they don't want you to see them.
Uh-huh.
That's how the devil is. He don't want you to see him. He don't want you to expose him, because exposing him is going to show for what he is that there's no truth.
That's right.
But see, there's not too many boldness.
And that's what the tolerance thing is.
Mm.
We want to shut the light down so that it can be darkened, so that all those roaches you was talking about can go ahead and continue to just float around and do what it is that
Jesus.
They want to do. But as soon as the light comes on, they got to scatter. They got to go back into their cracks and crevices and hide.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? They can't do what they want to do when light's around.
Come on.
So a lot of times folk can't do what they want to do. You got to ask yourself a question. Why is folks doing different things around you?
Come on.
Because it might be something about your light that's not shining. Check your light, because there's a lot of things that should not be going on.
Pastor,
you understand what I'm
pastor,
saying?
Pastor, you better, yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to, I know you got to preach tomorrow.
No.
But I ain't trying to get in your message.
Yes,
if I
sir.
Am, I don't mean to,
yes,
but I'm
sir.
Just telling you that that's the truth.
That's right.
And that's what's going on. And that's why I was trying to say it's time sensitive.
Very.
There's something that got to be satisfied on the inside of you as you live and you walk in this life.
That's right.
And that's why Jesus came and he dealt with death and he conquered it and he took the sting out of it, so that we can rest and have life and have it more abundantly, knowing that he has already conquered death. And if you really have that testimony on the inside, that means you have the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Because when he ascended, that's what he sent.
Mm.
You see?
Yes.
And he told them to go to Jerusalem and wait on the promise.
Yes.
And when they got the promise, look at Peter boldly,
yes,
you know, the one that went and denied them three
Come
times.
On.
You know what I'm saying? Started laughing when they was trying to tell him to deny him once the Holy Spirit
yes.
got on the inside.
Mm.
See, when you have the Holy Spirit on the inside, there's a boldness now.
That's
there's
right.
a resting that
that's
you
right.
have. And you're not worrying about the things that you see.
And there's a confidence, Pastor.
Oh, yeah.
There is a confidence that it doesn't matter what rises up against me. It
mm-hmm.
doesn't matter what is said about me. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Even if I can just put that out there, family, friends, church, school, jobs, When you know that you know without a shadow of a doubt about God.
Because you done tasted this thing.
Oh, man.
It's impossible to have tasted this thing.
Come on, Pastor, read the
word. And then to go back to the beggarly elements of the world.
How many of you have really tasted it?
You couldn't have. If you going back to the beggarly elements of the world, you know what I'm saying? Y'all still got to go out there and shake it on Saturdays and come to church on Sunday. Nah, you are satisfied.
Jesus.
You are satisfied, and you don't need a lot of the things to satisfy. This flesh is now under subjection, you see?
And you know, Pastor, one of the things that I was going to mention about the deception, the deceiving, is because the devil is so crafty and he knows the word of God, he will use a vessel to quote the scripture. But if you don't know your Bible, they will give you the interpretation of what the devil wants you to hear, mm-hmm. opposed to what the interpretation of what God is really saying.
That's right.
That's why it's so important to not just believe what every man is saying. It's so important nowadays that we don't measure ourselves against other Christians. Just because they got
That's
a car
right.
and a bigger house, if we measure ourselves against Christ, we will forever be humble. We will forever be on our face. We will forever know that we got to continue to strive. We got to continue to go. But when we go against Christians, we say, oh, well, that person over they're smoking and drinking. I'm not doing that, so I'm a good Christian.
Man.
That is not the measuring that you need to be able to see because deception, deceiving. I mean, let me just go back real quick again, Pastor, to those definitions.
Uh-huh.
It said deception is to make someone believe something that is not true.
That's right.
I mean, my God, disguise is to hide something so that it will not be seen or noticed. See, I'm going to tell you something, Pastor. I've been around a lot of folk and been to a lot of churches, and one thing that I know is people will portray something that they're really not. But the thing about fakeness is it takes patience because if you stick around long enough, the real person always shows up.
Amen.
And so what happens with a lot of people is they take people for their word, but, you know, something about what you said about your words, your actions should speak louder than your words.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody can run their mouth, but when you have to put an action behind it, are you transparent? Can I follow you home? Or do you betray something on Wednesdays and Sundays and acting like a
mm-hmm.
devil during the rest of the days of the week?
And you know what? It's crazy, but you know what? We're coming up on Halloween, and it's like a lot of people are really coming out with their true costumes, you know, that day.
Taking the mask
You know what I'm
off.
Saying?
Yes.
A lot of folks, if you was to look at it in the spirit, you'll see Halloween in this world every day. You see what I'm saying?
Jesus.
But people will disguise that up, and they'll come out and bring their true colors out on that evil worship day. But if you had the spirit of discernment, you see Halloween in this world every day.
Amen. And you know what? Let me just put that out there, too. That's deception. Halloween is not for the believers. I know about the trick-or-treat and candy and all that, but anytime you are celebrating ghosts and devils and we think that it's nothing about it, you know, we got to really take a look at our walk. The devil is deceitful, and I will use anything. And I'm not speaking against what people choose to do, but we not having no Hallelujah Night or Living Upon the Rock Church. We not having no trick-or-trunk. We not having no food. We say pray, and we'll see you next time of service. But we are not going to keep being deceived by man and keep compromising holiness to be able to operate in the world so we can still say we fun too, we just put Jesus on it.
Yeah.
You know, we can't, don't be deceived.
And just come to Bible study and Sunday school
and I give you a lot of food.
You get sweets every time you come. You get a sweet word.
Pastor, you are so well, that is actually our time. That is good. I tell you, if you didn't hear anything else, be very careful about deception. We are living in our last days. You hear me?
Amen.
Our last days.
I know some folk are mad.
Amen.
Some
but
folk are mad.
Amen.
It don't take all that. It don't take all that. We
it
should
does.
Be able to have, you know what I mean?
It
What's
does.
Wrong with that with the kids?
It
having
does.
Candy. It take all that.
Amen. Well, it takes the truth. And somebody, you know, there has to be something that separates holiness from unholiness. And the truth is the truth is the truth.
Amen.
Amen. So we want to thank you for tuning in to Food for Your Soul. It is time for God's people to get on their pulse like never before. If God says the same, we will meet you here again next Saturday, same time. I am your host, Evangelist White.
passed away.
And we are signing out. We want to give a shout out to Living Upon the Rock Church. Got the best saints. No, I'm just kidding. We just have great saints. We love y'all to pieces, and we will see you soon. God bless.